This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Our guy out in Lincoln, Nebraska that we talked to earlier at the Geological Survey is one of several hundreds of thousands of government employees going back to work today. Also among them, statisticians, analysts, information specialists of all stripes. And when all is said and done, we may learn that one of the biggest casualties of the past 3 weeks in the life of the American economy was data. Marketplace's David Gura has that slice of the shutdown.
The government collects reams of data, terabytes of data, on unemployment, on productivity. Catherine Abraham was head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics during the last government shutdown. And she says that without this data,
You just don't have a way to monitor what's going on in the economy.
Now, we'll get data collected before the shutdown started, eventually. But what about the Consumer Price Index? That measures the changing price of goods and services. Martha Farnsworth Ritchie was director of the Census Bureau during the 95 and 96 shutdowns.
You know, you can't make up data that you didn't collect.
Agencies have to decide whether to scrap reports altogether or release incomplete information. This isn't just a nuisance to researchers.
Literally hundreds of billions of dollars of federal spending is guided by this data.
Keith Hall led the Bureau of Labor Statistics from 2008 to 2012.
Companies rely on this data on everything from adjusting contracts to helping set wages to looking at what's happening in particular industries.
When the government is up and running, it collects data on education, on agriculture markets and crop prices. Jim Dunn teaches agricultural economics at Penn State.
Farmers check the data very carefully because they have to make plans about what they're going to plant.
Their buyers also rely on this information, and so do banks that lend farmers money. Government data is essential, Dunn says, to the entire food industry. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.